Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Fat Geeky Reviews. Hey, and we're actually going to do a review today. We're going to review something. The last two episodes have just been kind of knee-jerk reactions to some huge, big, fat, geeky news out there. If you haven't checked out those episodes yet, check them out. My reaction to the Percy Jackson news that was announced a couple days ago from the Percy Jackson and the Olympians book series. Also, my reaction to some Star Trek news that dropped a few days ago as well. So if you haven't gotten a chance yet, check that out. And, you know, if you're a nerd like me, you love all sorts of news. But today we're actually going to do a review show, which I haven't done in a really long time. It's been a year since I've done a review podcast where I reviewed a TV show or a movie. And today we are going to be reviewing the premiere episode of Stargirl that premiered on the CW tonight. I'm recording this really just 11 minutes after it got done airing. So pretty fresh in my mind. I'm pretty excited to share my thoughts on the show with everybody. So if you guys haven't heard of it, it is Stargirl, and it is based on the character Courtney Whitmore, who was created by Geoff Johns, the former chief creative officer of DC Comics, former comic book writer. You know, he did a lot with JSA, and, you know, he created the Courtney Whitmore Stargirl character. We'll get into that in kind of the basis of the show. So stay tuned for that, and we're going to hit it up with a quick sponsor message, and we'll be right back. But we're also, in this episode, we're going to hit up some big, fat, geeky news as well. We'll do that next, and then we'll get into the review, so stay tuned. Alright guys, welcome back. So we are going to do a little bit of big, fat, geeky news. We're going to do big, fat, geeky news first before we get into the review of Stargirl. Huge news today out of the CW shows. It was announced today. I read it on The Hollywood Reporter. I also saw it on CNN. Announced it as well. It involves Batwoman. Ruby Rose is out as the character of Kate Kane, aka Batwoman, on the CW. This is a shocker because I thought it was a very perfect casting. I have not been invested, though, in the show, so maybe it's for the best. I thought it was a perfect match. I just, however, didn't really like the writing of the character. So I watched all the episodes up until the crossover, the mega crossover, with the CW shows, the Arrowverse crossover event, because I just wanted to get through it. So I actually haven't seen an episode since the crossover. I didn't really like how they were portraying Alice. There wasn't enough Batman in it for me, even though it's a show about Batwoman. There wasn't enough of Gotham vigilante, you know, stuff going on in that show. It was really just, it felt more like a superhero drama than it did like a superhero show to me. But they're supposedly, according to the article I read on The Hollywood Reporter, Greg Berlanti announced that they plan on continuing with the show for many years to come. They're looking at recasting Batwoman. So we'll see. One name that I read, I was scrolling through Twitter, and one name that I read popped up was Amber Heard, which would be weird because she played Mira in Aquaman. So I don't foresee them picking a movie star-like character for this role. I believe that they're going to go out and find someone who is a lot like Kate Kane. I think they're going to find someone who's a lot like Ruby Rose, and someone who can kind of blend the character from season one to season two. So we'll see. I don't know how they're going to explain it in the show, but I'm interested in knowing who they're going to recast Batwoman as, because, you know, I did think that when the pictures first came out of Batwoman, and you can go back on my YouTube channel. If you haven't been to my YouTube channel yet, just search Fat Geeky Reviews in the YouTube, and you'll see my videos in there. And I did a video review of what Batwoman first looked like when the first photos came out of Ruby Rose in costume as Batwoman. You know, I thought it was perfect. And I thought the costuming was great. I thought the look was great. I thought they picked the right actress to portray an LGBTQ character, to have an LGBTQ actress play her. I don't think they have any other choice but to have another lesbian woman play her. Because I think it's important to the community. I think it's important to the show and important to the canon of the material. So that is going to be interesting. So let me know what you guys think. Reach out to me on Twitter at Fat Geeky Reviews. Hit me up on Instagram at Fat Geeky Reviews. Or respond on whatever platform you're listening to the show on. Whether it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, CastBox, wherever you're listening to this podcast at, leave me a comment. Let me know what you think of recasting Batwoman. And that's it for this edition of Big Fat Geeky News. We will be right back with the review of Stargirl Episode 1. Stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back. We are going to get into Stargirl here. So Stargirl just aired tonight on the CW network, and I really enjoyed the episode. Done. We're done with the podcast. I enjoyed it. Go out and watch it. No, I'm kidding. If you guys have not heard of Stargirl before, of course, the character was created by Geoff Johns. If you don't know Geoff Johns, you definitely know his work. He's pretty much involved in everything movie and television-wise when it comes to DC Comics. He is now, the Warner Brothers, TV guy and movie guy for DC Comics. He's in charge of everything. He used to be the chief creative officer for DC Comics, and then kind of moved on and started working in movie and television. And I know Geoff Johns got his start working for Richard Donner, who was the guy who made the Superman movies back in the Superman 2, 3, and 4 with Christopher Reeve. So he got his start working for him, and that's how he got his start in movie and television. But he was a huge comic book guy, went to Michigan State University. So I like the guy, because I'm a Michigan State guy. Michigan State fan, not a guy. I never went there, but I love Michigan State. So Geoff Johns created this character, Courtney Whitmore, Stargirl. And for those of you who don't know, Courtney is based off of his sister. So he wrote and drew an image of his sister Courtney. And so that's really cool. Courtney, his sister, passed away in the TWA Flight 800 in 1996, off the Atlantic, in the Atlantic Ocean, off New York coast, and it was supposed to go to Rome, stop in Paris, and 230 people passed away in that crash. So he based his writings of Stargirl off of his sister Courtney, which is pretty cool. But he finally gets to see this character come to life in her own series. She did make an appearance in Smallville, Courtney Whitmore did. And so we got to see kind of a live action preview of what Stargirl would be. And the cool thing is that it's an original creation. You know, the Justice Society wasn't an original. Of course, Justice Society has been around since the 40s, 1941 or something like that. But the cool thing is that the pilot gets to introduce us into the world of the JSA. And even a newer version of it, too. So, and from what I've, for everything I've read on the show, didn't portray in the first episode, but everything I heard on the show, we're going to see some female versions of some characters from the JSA, which is going to be awesome. So it has the main character, Courtney Whitmore, Stargirl, is played by Breck Bassinger. And she was in, you know, she was in a show on Nickelodeon. I think it was called Bella and the Bulldogs. She was in All Night on Hulu. And then she was in, like, The Haunted Hathaways as well, played Emma in The Haunted Hathaways. So, Breck Bassinger, she's, like, 21 years old, you know, and this is kind of her big break for this. So I think they really picked a girl who really looks like Stargirl if you look at the comics, especially the picture that Alex Ross did for the character, for the JSA 81, the cover that has the Stargirl in the front with Stripe behind her. Stripe is also in the show. Pat Dugan, played by Luke Wilson, which is pretty cool. And I always thought that Luke Wilson has done an amazing job. I really liked him in Legally Blonde. It was pretty good. And then, of course, Old School was a great show for him. So, but also Amy Smart is in it, plays her mom. Amy Smart, I love her from Rat Race. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Rat Race, but good show, good movie. But yeah, really enjoyed the show. So Stargirl kind of starts out, you know, as a girl who inherits Starman's cosmic staff. And her stepfather is Pat Dugan, who was Starman's sidekick, Stripesy. And then the JSA, we're shown that the JSA gets attacked by some people. There was a couple Easter eggs in the show. You see they're panning the camera in the beginning, and you see Jay Garrick's helmet, which was interesting to see. And we don't know what version of Jay Garrick. We don't know where this show lies in the Arrowverse realm of Earths. We know from Crisis on Infinite Earths that it's all now in one Earth, but we don't know if this has spawned another Earth yet. So we don't know if it's all, or what era and what time frame this is. So we're still learning that they didn't really address a lot of that in the show. And what timeline this is in. But JSA, of course, the JSA characters are from the 40s, but then again, we don't see that because in this show, because the it's like 10 years later after this JSA attack, and they all got smartphones, so it's modern time with JSA characters in it, which is kind of strange. But we do see Solomon Grundy. You know, that's pretty cool. So, you know, you don't get to see Solomon Grundy too much in shows. Born on a Monday. But yeah, I really enjoyed the show. I thought it had some good humor to it. I think you could tell right away who the villains are going to be. Not just the villains from the JSA villains, but who she's going to have trouble with in school. So in the show, they move to this town called Blue Valley, Nebraska. And she goes to a new school, and of course it's like a high school kind of drama thing. It's a CW, so of course it has to be some high school drama in it. But you can already tell who her friends are going to be. They kind of introduce those. You already saw who her arch nemesis is going to be. You could tell in their first meeting, even though it was brief, you could tell that who her arch nemesis is going to be. They didn't really go into a lot of detail in the first episode. It was really like, you know, they established who the JSA was. You know, they yelled out some names. You know, you saw Hourman, you saw Wildcat, you saw Dr. Midnight, and you saw Starman and Stripe. And then, you know, that you established them. You established who the bad guys are: Brainwave, Icicle, Solomon Grundy. So you established the villains, and then the journey begins into this girl being able to use the cosmic staff, which Stripe didn't know somebody else could use. And that's kind of the whole journey of the show, which I thought to establish all that information in the pilot was really important. And now we kind of get into her actually becoming Stargirl and whatever crime of the week is gonna happen. And I know from just stuff that I've read online that there's gonna be a new JSA that's formed, like a new Wildcat, a new Hourman, a new Dr. Midnight, and they're gonna fight this team, which I'm assuming is the Injustice Society. They didn't establish that, but I'm pretty sure it's the Injustice Society. You know, because you have the Justice Society of America, so you have to have the Injustice Society. So, I'm assuming that's what it is, but we'll see what happens. But I really enjoyed the pilot. I think I'm gonna continue to watch the show going forward. The pilot, I think, was enough for me, especially what Stripe looked like. I thought they did a fantastic job with Stripe. You know, if you don't know, Stripe is like a 15-foot automaton. Not an automaton, because it's controlled from within. It's like it's a exoskeleton armor. It's like 15 feet tall, and it's, you know, Stripe is there to protect Stargirl, basically sidekick. So I really enjoyed the show. I really enjoyed the first episode. I hope you guys give it a chance, and check it out for yourself. You know, I don't want to spoil too much of the episode, even though I probably already did, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good episode. But definitely, I think there's a lot more to come with the show. I don't know how much of it got filmed before the COVID stuff, so I guess we'll see. But yeah, that is my review of the show. And I am glad to be back podcasting. So thank you again for checking out the podcast. That's going to be the show for today. If you haven't yet, go ahead and click that like button. If you're on the Apple Podcast, give me the 5 stars. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Don't forget to hit subscribe so my lovely voice can come into your ear holes more often, and you'll get the notification of new episodes. But and like I said earlier, if you haven't been able to check out my prior episodes that I've done after coming back after my year hiatus off from podcasting, check out my reactions to the news that Star Trek put out and the Percy Jackson news. Thank you again for downloading the episode. That's it for the geek. Have a good night, everybody.